Scene 9, Lucy's room in Whitby.
She has been like this every night since Whitby. She goes to bed, she wakes, she howls, she sings. I have not slept a wink myself with the worry.
You need to get rest too, remember?
Rest? I have forgotten what that is.
You have only just recovered from illness yourself.
I've never had so much medical attention. Dr. Seward, known to my family for years, has been a great help. Seward cares so much for our Lucy, and has even enlisted the help of a professor from abroad. It's turned into quite a saga. God knows what the neighbours think with all these people to-ing and fro-ing.
This way, Professor. Again, thank you for your assistance with this case.
Such an interesting case, Seward. We have more company.
Professor, this is Lucy's friend, Mina.
Pleasure to meet you. We have ascertained that Lucy is not infectious, though she has been infected herself. The toxins still lie within her body.
Professor Van Helsing is a great philosopher and metaphysician, and one of the most advanced scientists of our time.
Hush, Seward. I am modest in my work and modest in my ways, though I do like to work with the living and those whom are present in mind, body and spirit. Seward here. She works with the madmen. The madmen who don't understand the very God's earth they stand on. You deal with them discreetly, do you not? You don't tell them what you do or why you do it, and you most certainly do not tell them what you think. Understand?
In my experience, Professor,
In my own experience, Doctor, I myself have thoughts at the moment. Look at her. Look closely.
She wakes in shock and she reveals her neck and we see bite marks.
My God, this is dreadful. Look, two puncture wounds. Not diseased, not torn. I need my files. I need my books. You must all sit with her. Watch her, including at night. Even at night when it grows cold and dark. We must monitor her heart rate, her brain activity and blood levels. Now, Seward, now!
Hush, what noise is this? Who is shouting?
Lucy, this is Professor Van Helsing. We're all here to help you.
Help me? But I feel so happy. I have been so miserable of late. I want to get out of here. I want to speed around. I feel like sunshine after a spell of grey weather. Yet I am so tired. Good night, all.
Lucy! Bring brandy or something strong. Help me with her.
She is in pain. It looks like agony.
Morphine.
Ah!
Sleep, my dear. Sleep soundly.
Days passed. Some days were better for Lucy. Other days were not.
Each night, Lucy would wake and sleepwalk through the house or out into the garden.
This happened despite all attempts to watch her all night.
Weeks passed. They left Whitby and returned home to London. Lucy's health worsened.
The dead travel fast.
Awesome.